It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Mark Isaac of Sunnyvale, California. I said, think of part of the human body whose name is a compound word, like fingertip or toenail. Add an N and rearrange the result to get another part of the body whose name is also a compound word. What body parts are these? And the answer is eardrum and underarm.
This week's challenge was tough. Out of 361 correct submissions, Mitchell Shapinchik of Chicago, Illinois is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you and thank you. Shapinchik, by the way, is how you pronounce it. Came very close. You get the name forever.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing going back to about 2006.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm actually a professional software engineer. I write a monthly newsletter. I'm active in playing trivia games like watching soccer. I actually just finished a paper on theoretical economics. So yeah, I keep busy.
So are you ready to play the puzzle, or do I even have to ask? You are ready to play the puzzle.
Aisha, I was born ready. Let's do this.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Mitchell and Aisha. Every answer today is an animal whose name contains an R. I'll give you an anagram of the name without the R. You tell me the animal. For example, if I said Abe, A-B-E plus R, you would say bear.
Got it.
Here's number one, shoe, S-H-O-E plus R.
Horse.
Is right. Tote, T-O-T-E plus R.
Otter.
That's it. Hughes, H-E-W-S.
Shrew.
You got it. Pita, P-I-T-A.
I want to say armpit, but there's no R-M there. tapir, there we go.
Tapir, you got it. D-bag, D-E-B-A-G.
I want to say garbage, but that's wrong. Barged?
It does start with B.
It just starts with B. Bear? No. B-A-B-R.
Just start with B-A.
Badger.
Badger, is it?
Badger. There we go.
Try this one. Guaco. G-U-A-C-O plus R.
A cougar. There you
cougar,
go.
Is it? Bilge. B-I-L-G-E plus R.
Gliber. Regby.
So close. It does start with G.
Okay, so that part of my brain is right.
But it's a soft G, not a hard one. Some people keep this animal as a pet.
Gerbil.
Gerbil, is it?
That's actually not soft, but we'll argue about that later.
Okay. You can't argue with the puzzle master.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
People do it all the time. Here's your next one. Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S, is in the River of London, plus R.
Mm-hmm. Hamster.
Hamster is it. Nuncio, N-U-N-C-I-O, plus R. And your hint here, it's an imaginary animal.
Oh, my daughters love them.
Oh, unicorn.
Yes.
Unicorn is it.
Thanks for the hint.
Needier, N-E-E-D-I-E-R, plus R.
So two R's. Reindeer.
Reindeer is it. And here's your last one. Tootsie. T-O-O-T-S-I-E plus R. It's a very slow animal.
Oh. Oh, a tortoise? A tortoise.
Thank you. Tortoise.
Good job.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
good teamwork there.
No, and see, you did an awesome job, Mitchell. How do you feel?
I feel great. No, I live for this sort of stuff. So, yeah, I'm just like, come on, more.
Well, thank you. I'm sure a lot of people would like more puzzle, but we'll have to stop it right here. But for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mitchell, what member station do you listen to?
It's the radio station with Will Schertz's favorite call sign, Will Radio, WILL AM 580 out of Urbana, Illinois.
Wow, I love those call letters.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
And that's Mitchell Chapinchik of Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
I had a great time. Thank you.
Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. Think of an animal in which the singular form of the female and the plural form of the male sound like synonyms. What animal is it? So again, an animal in which the singular form of the female and the plural form of the male sound like synonyms. What animal is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Schertz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.